In the Pocket with Jesus. Proverbs 11:25. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. I used to play in R&B and jazz bands when I was younger. There was a term we used to describe how well a drummer was playing. If a drummer just kept the tempo and played a basic beat, he was just playing drums. But if the drummer played in such a way that made you really feel the song, we would say, that drummer was in the pocket. Pocket drummers use their gifts and skills to enhance songs, to make them come alive. They would lock you into songs in the beginning, keep you hooked in the middle, and make you want more in the end. Pocket drummers have the ability to uplift the entire band and make everyone play better, including themselves. They have a special way of affecting others by how they played. One of the goals God has for us is to be conformed to the image of His Son, Romans 8:29, to be similar in form, sharing the same inner essence identity. Effectively, we are to become His ambassadors, 2 Corinthians 5:20. Our lifestyles are to reflect the character of Christ, lifting up others. Essentially, we are to be in the pocket with Jesus. But as you look around in our society, you generally don't see a strong influence of Christ. We see strife, idolatry, jealousy, fits of anger, envy, and divisions, and that's in the church, Galatians 5:19 through 21. The world is much worse. So what's going on? I think, in a word, it's lordship. It's like we start the relationship process with Jesus, salvation, and then plateau. It's like we joined the band of the saved ones and just play drums. We keep the tempo and play a basic beat in life. We don't lift up and impact society by how we live. But God did not intend for us to just play drums. He wants us in the pocket. As ambassadors of Christ, we should be uplifting those around us. We should share the story of our relationship with Him that makes Him come alive. We should be knowledgeable enough of the Scriptures to give a defense of the hope that is in us. 1 Peter 3:14 through 16. As we lift Him up, He will draw others to Himself as He did on the cross. John 12:32 to 33. How would you assess your effectiveness in the lives of others as Christ's ambassador? Honestly. How would Jesus assess your effectiveness? Are you bringing blessings to others and being enriched? Are you in the pocket with Jesus, or are you just playing drums for the saved ones? Humble yourself and commit to the discipline of His Lordship. As you grow in your submission to Him, you will soon find yourself in the pocket with our Lord, Galatians 5:22 to 23. Lifting up others around you, living a more fulfilled life, and bringing glory to His name.